the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate Pentecost, the 50th day after Jesus' resurrection. You know, the first Pentecost is described in the Acts of the Apostles. After his resurrection, according to St. Luke in the Acts of the Apostles, Jesus appeared to his disciples on many occasions. Then before he ascended into heaven, Jesus ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to stay together to await the coming of the Holy Spirit. That is why, when the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. They were gathered in prayer with Mary in the upper room when the Holy Spirit, according to the reading, like a mighty rushing wind, filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. Filled with the Holy Spirit, they went out to proclaim the good news of salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Pentecost traditionally is considered as the birthday of the church. And a birthday reminds us that as the church family of Jesus our Savior, we are reminded of our age and of our need to grow and mature in time. However, over the years, our congregation has not really grown in numbers. Instead, our membership has shrunk through sickness and death, mostly. And we have not replaced them from within our ranks or from newcomers. We have indeed newcomers and returnees, but their numbers are not enough to refill the empty seats. So, what are we going to do? Where do we look for hope and encouragement in this situation? So let's suggest the three valuable lessons of Pentecost, the birthday of the church, as answers to the first question: what are we going to do on this birthday of the church? The first lesson and first answer is stay together. Remember that before the ascension, Jesus commanded his disciples, stay together in Jerusalem to wait for the promised gift of the Holy Spirit. You know, in situations like this, even in our families, we know when the problems are so much and so difficult, there is a tendency to debate. And this is the lesson that Jesus is telling us. Stay together. Stay together. Here Jesus laid his condition on them to stay together in order to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. In the same way, in order to survive and to grow as a church family, we have to stay together. And the second lesson of Pentecost is prayer. And the disciples gathered in prayer with Mary in the upper room, awaiting the promised event. Yes, it was prayer that kept the early church together, that gave her growth, and that allowed her to be guided by the Lord's will. And so, it is also true for us. Prayer. We have to pray and pray together. And the third lesson is mission. You know, Pentecost is the gift of the Holy Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ to his disciples and to us. But he meant that this gift of the Holy Spirit to reach to everyone. It was this gift that impelled the disciples to leave the closed room, to go out into the streets, and to proclaim the good news. So it is with us. It is not enough to stay together and pray together. We have to go out. We have to reach out to others. We have to share the gift of the Holy Spirit in order for us to grow and to flourish. So this brings us to the second question. Where do we hope, where do we look for hope and encouragement to do all these things? The answer is the gift of the Holy Spirit. St. Paul reminds us in the reading, second reading to the Corinthians, when he said about the Holy Spirit, you know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you. So it is the Holy Spirit who enlightens, who guides and sanctifies us. And because of this, we can do it together. We can stay together, we can pray, and we can do mission. You have heard in the second reading that St. Paul further tells us that with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit come his varieties of gifts. They are described as the gifts, the fruits, and the charisms of the Spirit. They may take different forms, like prophecy, teaching, administration, acts of charity, healing, speaking in tongues. That they may reside in different persons, like apostles, prophets, teachers, healers, and so on. St. Paul lists the fruit of the Spirit in the Galatians. What the Spirit brings us is peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. He continues to say that all of this are gifts to us. So since the Spirit is in our life, according to St. Paul, let us be directed by the Spirit. St. Paul further insists that all these gifts that we have received on Pentecost, on the day we were baptized, and on the day we were confirmed, all the spiritual gifts are to be used in the present time for the benefit of others, for the common good, and for the building up of our lives as the church, the family of God, the body of Christ. All these gifts are meant to be shared. So today, let our prayer be, come, O Holy Spirit, fill our hearts with your gifts, and that we may reach out to others and bring the good news. Listen. Amen.